sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you are. They're all
here. I felt silence for a second.
We are honoring the music of the Spinners today.
Right.
And I think we got a guest on the line. I'm looking on the Showcase Hotlines. R&B Showcase is on Showcase Hotlines. Hello.
Hi, this is Michael Zager.
Whoa!
I'm doing fine and very excited about them being inducted, and rightfully so, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Man, this is such an honor to have you on the show here in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
We're here with my co-host Kyle Mack.
And yeah.
Seward, better hear your voice, Julius.
How you doing, sir? Pleasure.
Kevin White, it's awesome. We have a team of co-hosts here. Kevin White, what's happening, Kevin?
Hey, what's happening?
All right, so say hello to Michael.
Hello, Mr. Zager. An honor.
Absolutely.
An honor.
Absolutely. Truly. Pleasure.
This is great. Out of the blue, right?
Yes, indeed.
We're so cool.
So how you doing, man? How things going?
I'm doing fine. I can tell you a quick story about working my way back to you, okay. If you'd like to hear it. It was a medley working my way back to you, Forgive Me, Girl. And believe it or not, it was the last tune that we selected to record for the album. We needed one more song, and we were having a discussion with people in my office, and I loved the song and decided to write a medley. So I wrote Forgive Me, Girl, to make the song different, and the song went up to number two. Another brick in the wall kept this from going to number one.
Oh, the Pink Floyd, man. What you going to do?
But I'll tell you, in all the time, all the records that I've made, that was one of the few times when John Edwards sang that lead vocal that I could tell it was a hit.
Wow. It's amazing. And Kevin had said before, actually just today, because we were watching the playback of the Rock and Roll induction video for the Spinners.
Right.
And John Edwards always gives you your props.
Mm-hmm. Always. Every time. Yeah,
that was so nice. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful person, and in my opinion, one of the greatest singers I've heard.
You know what, Michael? I wholeheartedly agree with you. He's one of the best singers I've heard, too. He's a phenomenal singer. You know, an underrated singer.
Underrated. Very underrated, considering the amount of talent that man had. I mean, everybody will speak all day about Felipe Wynn, and Felipe Wynn was an amazing beast of a beast of a singer. I'm so happy that John Edwards finally has gotten a large scale recognition of this kind. Because I mean, it seemed like for years, people didn't quite know, but now the world knows, and it's long overdue. And you are the guy that really showcased his vocals to the world. You produced some monster tracks for the Spinners with him on lead, and it's I am fanboying out right now.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you how we came up with Cupid, because we had back to back. Cupid was nominated for a Grammy, and the reason that I picked Cupid and then I wrote I've Loved You for a Long Time, another medley, is because Sam Cooke is John's favorite singer.
Yes.
Oh, did he tell you that?
Yeah.
You can hear that in his voice, too. You can hear the influence of Sam Cooke in his voice, you know.
We had the wonderful opportunity to get to talk to John in an interview a couple months ago, and he sung your praises very highly about, you know, the process of working with you.
What was it like for you to work with him, working with John Edwards, Michael?
I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something about the Spinners, because I did three albums with them. They are the nicest people I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
There was never, ever a bad word. We used to rehearse. I used to write their background parts, too, and, you know, do the arrangements. And we'd sit down, and they'd take their parts. They were always prepared, always nice. I've never worked with a group easier to work with, and I've never met nicer people.
Right. I'm sure, and one of the things that that we've gotten to know about the group over time is that they're some of the most hilarious people that you could ever meet. Too, I'm sure the in studio antics working with those guys was just a whole lot of fun.
That's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a story about that. We did a song for a movie.
Spaceballs.
And we were having a hard time getting the vocals in the studio. Everybody started telling jokes, and I had the engineer record it, and I have a cassette someplace, and we just put that in that one until we finally got the vocal. They were hysterically funny.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And you got to work with Purvis and Henry and Bobby and Billy, also, you know, the original guys, you know? I mean, that must have been awesome.
Awesome. Purvis was hysterical.
Yeah,
I bet.
They all say that.
Oh, man.
They
were all very, very, very nice people. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Spinners have always been known for exemplary harmonies. As a producer, how was it like producing a vocal group of that caliber, working with so many different styles of voices that are blending together in wonderful harmony?
Well, I'll tell you what they taught me. They taught me how to be what they call in the music business, be in the pocket, which means to be in the groove. So I would write their vocal parts. They would come to rehearsal with a cassette machine. I'd lay down each part for them. They would go home and memorize them, come back and perfectly right in the pocket, right in the groove. Every single time.
Wow.
And the harmonies were great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So I have a quick question. Is that the song that they did, you mentioned the movie, was that the song they did from the Fish That Saved Pittsburgh soundtrack?
But was it which one?
Was the movie The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh or The Spaceballs?
Oh, was it Spaceballs?
No, it wasn't that movie. It was a movie with I think Al Pacino was it. I'm trying to remember.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was called To Be Free.
Oh.
You can probably find it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do a research on that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! See, we're learning stuff today. Now I'm so happy you called. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we got so lucky with that record. My partner went around, Jerry Love, went around to the discos and he came home. Came back to the office and he said, everybody's going woo-woo, right at the record. And I said, are you crazy? I said, that's embarrassing. I said, if this is not a hit, I'm going to kill you. And that's the reason why I got the trumpet player from the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra to come in and play, and it's an amazing clarinet player. That's the reason I did those sections, is to make it, to make it a little more artistic. But the record ended up selling 5 million records.
On that record. Wow. One of my favorite songs of all time. Really. I love that record.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
That's very kind of you.
Yes. Michael, we appreciate you being on the show here today. We're going to have you back. We want to have you on our television show.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah. That'll be wonderful.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Are you serious?
I think so. I think he may be on the line.
John there? Hey, John, it's Michael.
How you doing, John? Well, it's good to have you here on the show, man, and together with Michael Zager. This is a great event. I mean,
my man.
John, thanks for the props on the show.
Well, yeah, listen, we appreciate that, and Johnny's telling you thanks for the props on the show. And John, I'm going to bring you in through the board in just a second, but I wanted to get you guys a chance to come on together and get a chance to talk. And as we did say, it's an honor to have you both on the show. And congratulations, John.
Yeah, well, I was just telling him you're one of the greats, and you know I think that.
Hello? Yes, sir, we're here. He said you're one of the greats, John.
Ask him.
Thank you.
Ask John.
Thank him for being the author of the songs that helped put the Spinners in the Hall of Fame.
Tell John, ask John if he... if he remembers when I almost fell off the chair when he sang the end of Cupid.
Oh, the end of Cupid. Yeah, yeah. All right, Michael Zagan, we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna have you back on the show again. I'm gonna have you on our television show in a couple of weeks. We're gonna, I'm gonna set it up with you. I'm gonna get back in touch with you, all right? Because I know you gotta,
you
have a busy schedule.
Much.
I appreciate you phoning into the show. Let's give Michael Zagan a round of applause.
Yeah.
Yes, man. We are so honored by you, and we thank you for sharing that piece of history on the Spinners as we continue with our celebration here today. Thanks again, Mike.
Bye bye.
All right, have a great day. Goodbye.
Well, that was awesome, wasn't it?
That was incredible.
How great is that?
Thank Michael Zagan for coming on. He actually produced that track. And now I believe we got John Edwards on the line. John, you there? Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, give him a round of applause. Yeah. The legend is here. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
Man, we're so excited and so happy for you, for your induction. And I look forward to hearing all about it, man. You know, congratulations.
Can I just say real quick, how lucky are we that we get to talk to John Edwards twice in the matter of 2 months? We get to talk to you twice in 2 months, dude. That is awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, John.
I am very, very happy to be able to speak with you. And I'm still trying to get over this award.
Well, it's a well-deserved award, John. I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, my goodness. What did it feel like sitting in that seat?
It felt strange. I mean, I had never expected to get any sort of award, and I especially didn't expect for it to be an award from the Rock Hall of Fame. But I guess I can live with it.
First world problems.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes. But since you've been on, since we had you on the TV show, man, it's so good to have you back with us. And that thing is still airing, and people are just commenting on it, and it's blowing up all over the place. And everybody is so happy for you guys. It's long overdue. It was four times it's been to try to get into the Hall of Fame.
I actually thought it was more than that, but you might be right. It might be the fourth time.
Henry said it's the fourth time. Okay. They finally got in there. Now, were you and Henry sitting together? I didn't stand to see. Were you together there that night?
A big one.
Were you and Henry together that night?
Were you sitting together?
Sitting together?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. So how did it feel, man, just to be in them seats and watching New Edition perform, you know, your tribute?
Well, the whole thing was so surreal. Like I said before, I never expected anything like this to happen. And it kind of caught me by surprise. And I just was thankful that the record did as well as it did, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to have been a part of it.
Yeah, how did you like the New Edition? How did you like your performance, John? Did you think you did a great job?
Well, I think that they did a very stand-up job, mm-hmm. and I will forever be thankful for them for portraying the Spinners songs with such clarity and such enthusiasm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, this was a grand celebration, man. You know, I'm so proud of you guys, man, really. I mean, all of us are. I mean, we just, because we're, you know, we, admired this group for many, many years. These are one of the groups we grew up with.
Absolutely.
You know, Soul Train.
Right.
American Bandstand and all the television shows, you know, and to finally see you guys get your just due into that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, that's just awesome. Awesome.
Well, I thank you, and I like I said before, I'm having a lot of trouble getting my head wrapped around the last 48 hours because I really did not expect anything like this.
Are you back home now, or are you still up in New York?
I'm back in Atlanta.
Okay. Right. I remember last time we spoke to you, I said, I'll come to Atlanta when it's warm, when it's colder.
Yeah, we're going to come see you, John. I don't know what point we're coming to see you guys.
Yeah. We gotta let the temperature drop down.
Take a road trip.
Listen, I'll put on a pot of beans and we'll all get fat.
Yes.
Right.
Yo, okay. Like it's
that.
On the air. It's a matter of record. John Edwards just invited us to dinner.
Yes. This is awesome. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Lori Edwards as well, your wife, you know.
I'm quite certain that I can speak for the rest of the group and say we appreciate you guys for all of your support and all of the many times that you have spent our record. So the feeling is mutual.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
So, again, anything you want to say to you guys before we go?
No, just congratulations, and we are so happy for you guys. And words just can't really express how we're feeling right now. And we are just so happy that you even reached out to us today under your special event topic.
Well deserved. It's very few.
Well, the truth of the matter is, without you guys, there would be no spinners.
Right.
You made it all happen, and we are eternally grateful for all of the disc jockeys across the land who thought enough of our work that they continually played our records. And if it wasn't for you, nobody else would have ever heard of the spinners.
Yeah, because of your significance to the culture, it really felt like a win for all of us. So I truly appreciate it. Well deserved, sir.
And I would like to say, Boys to Men during the induction ceremony had said it, with no spinners, no Boys to Men. But I'll expand upon that. If there was no spinners, there wouldn't be a lot of artists out there. And as a singer myself, I have taken great influence from you specifically, sir. And I want to thank you not only for everything that you've done, but for all of the you have really parted such a great gift to the world with your talent. And I'm kind of getting a little sentimental here, but you have had such a great influence on me, and as well as many other artists. So I thank you for everything that you've given us.
Well, to coin the phrase, it was my pleasure.
John, again, we thank you, man. This is Tim Marshall and Kevin White, Julian Seward,
yes,
Tom Mack. You know, we thank you again for checking into the show. And again, let's give him a round of applause. Congratulations, John Edwards.
Congrats. Thank you.
Man.
And, you know, we're going to continue to play your music, man. We appreciate you, and thank you so much.
Okay, that's the best.
Thanks for checking in.
All righty.
We're going to get with that. John, we're going to go with Magic in the Moonlight, okay?
This is Tim's favorite song.
Yes. Thanks, John. That's Dionne Warwick and the Spinners with John Edwards on the R&B Showcase. And I'm Tim Marshall, and here with Julian Seward and Kyle and Kevin White over here.
Yes.
Laughing away.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
The pecking order every single time you say her name changes. I don't know where I fall on this totem pole.
Everybody's all whatever. You know what I mean?
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all here.
Tim, you educated me just now. I never heard that song before.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. And it's lovely.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a great song, you know. It's from Dionne Warwick, you know.
Remind me, what's the name of the song again?
I Don't Need Another Love.
That is great. I'm adding that to my list
right
now.
You can't go wrong with John Edwards singing on it. And Dionne. You got two great singers, yeah. In the 90s, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you got both of them on there. They did some phenomenal stuff, you know. You know, and you know, everybody knows Then Came You and Just As Long As We Have Love from the Spinners. We'll probably get to some of those a little later on. But I really like that track with John and the Spinners on there together. And it's good stuff.
I think a lot of props have to be said for, I mean, not only the Spinners of those eras, but also how the group continues in the lineup that exists today. Mm-hmm. The Spinners, as an entity, as a unit, are just so fantastic. And it's amazing to me and to a lot of people, I know everyone in this room, that it took so long for the group to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We were saying earlier when we were talking to John or Michael, I forget who we were talking to on the air, but you had mentioned it took four times. Did
yeah,
we mention
four
it?
Times, yeah.
Four
yeah,
times.
Michael Zager was on the air, yeah. Folks, just tuning in, Michael Zager is one of the producers on Working My Way Back to You and Cupid, I Love You for a Long Time for the Spinners, and he called into the show here tonight on the Arts Radio Station here on 106.5 FM. We appreciate that. And then to have John Edwards, who sang
amazing
on the record, we have the producer of the record and the gentleman that sang lead on the record, the original song.
Amazing.
I mean, that is just a
moment
amazing
in time.
In time and in history. That's a piece of history. And they just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple nights. Was it Sunday? Friday.
It was
night.
Friday.
Friday night.
Two nights ago.
You know, I really wish I was going to go, and then I said, well, maybe. But I wish I'd went, but I'm glad that I was able to at least see it. It's going to be showed on television on ABC TV, I think in January, they said. They're going to re-show it on television.
Right.
It was on Disney or something.
Right? It was streaming live on Disney Plus, and I believe the program is going to stay on Disney Plus for another week.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it's there. Mm-hmm. We all watched the, I don't know, Julian, did you check it out?
I didn't get a chance to see it in its entirety.
Okay, I got to show you during one of the breaks, but
yeah,
we had all watched it. Kevin and Tim and I we had watched the induction. They did a really really nice job with that induction video.
They did. I have to take my had me and Kevin and I battle a little bit on stuff.
Oh, tell me what was it
when it comes to tributes? But this was phenomenal. You know, I have to. This was great.
Yeah,
you know, they did a really nice job. Tribute to the Spinners. You got to see Henry and
John
in the audience,
right?
And you know, nice. And Julian, you're a young guy. What do you think of New Edition's performance?
It's like we were
to the legends.
It's like what we were saying off air. I mean, who else could have done it? Mm-hmm. To be honest,
right?
I mean, when you look at you know New Edition and the pedigree of you know Brooke Payne and how that really kind of you know parallels to the kind of you know style of the Spinners, I can't think of anyone else who could have done it any better. So from what I did see, phenomenal.
I thought they did a great job too.
I thought it was a good merger. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially in Rubber Band Man.
Yeah. But they didn't pull out the rubber bands either.
And I'm glad they did.
Okay,
that's
why?
That's their move.
Yeah.
You don't want to take it away from them. Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely.
But they did a good job. But like I said, they mixed the choreography because they still did their New Edition choreography.
Yeah.
They did a great job
kept it
mixing
true
them both together and kept true to themselves. And that was done very. I thought it was done very well.
I'll say this though.
Yes.
This is a mindset that I know Kevin agrees with because he said it a bajillion times to me in private. 6-person group looks kind of weird on stage. you had all 6 members of New Edition on there. Just I don't know. Somewhere between oh man, who's the group that the group that did Boogie Fever?
Oh, the Silvers.
The Silvers, where you have like a whole army of people. That you had a whole army of people for some reason.
They got 40, 50 people.
But
on
they're
stage.
Not. Yeah. You got 10 Silvers up there for some reason.
Well,
that looked fine to me.
But then again, obviously you never see the Temptations reunion.
I did not.
That was 7 guys
it
on stage.
Was 7.
Mm-hmm. Branched off and did 5.
They would do 5 and 5, and then they came back at one point.
Did 7.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just our brains are tuned. I think
4 or 5
minutes. 4 or 5 is kind of normal. We can accept a 3 here and there.
The OJs.
Right, exactly.
Main ingredient, Delphonics.
Right. But you
Blue don't Magic. No, Blue Magic is 4. Right?
Well,
no, they were 5. You started.
Right.
Oh, they were, yeah.
And then they went down to 4.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really see many
Marvelous had five. They started out with five members.
Right.
Five girls. A trio for girls.
For girl groups, yeah.
You know, Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child had four people.
Did they have four people?
At one point.
SWV, how many was in that?
Three.
In Vogue was four, wasn't it?
Right. Right.
There's some harmonizing.
You know when you
right
think
there
about it. Yeah.
Why do we mentally designate a number? Even this conversation we're having now, designate a number to genders for groups.
I
didn't even thought about it until you said that.
The Supremes.
Okay.
How about the Spice Girls? How many was in that? Four? Four.
So there was five, actually.
Five.
Ginger Spice? Is that it? Was her name Ginger Spice?
Yeah.
When did cilantro join?
I'm not mad at it. To be honest with you, I'm a nice pop head. I'm right there with you.
I owned the Spice World movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I got questions for you later. So.
Okay.
I got
comedy done well. monkeys reincarnated. You know?
Maybe.
It was like that, you know? It really had that feel to it.
How many did the Monkees have in the group? Four. Okay. The Beatles had four. Fab Four.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
How did we do this?
You know how our brains work.
Okay.
The Dramatics have five. Okay.
I did.
Vocal groups. Okay.
But we're talking about the Spinners.
Wait a minute. Now, Little Anthony and Imperials. Four. Was it four?
I think it was five. Yeah. Now it's four.
The Drifters are five, right? Isn't it five? And they went to five to four, I think.
Right.
So you don't see many six-member groups. I guess people are used to it with New Edition. They're the only one. And one thing about the New Edition, they're the group that had entities that break off. Bell Biv DeVoe, Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant.
Very unique to them.
All brought hits to the group. You know what I mean? So
right.
That was another unique group. So, but the Spinners are definitely up there, ranked with one of the all-time greats.
We just saw the Spinners a couple of weeks ago, and they had a magnificent show at Parks Casino. There's something about Parks Casino in Bensalem. I mean, they're always great when we see them, but the shows are just so well received over there, and the energy is always high. I took my girlfriend to go see them. She had never seen the Spinners before, and I was trying to hip her to some of the Spinners music. What are you guys doing?
No, I can't say that.
These faces.
I can't say that.
These faces that you're making. All right.
So when you hit her to Spinners music, what's the introductory? Like, what do you start with to ease her in?
I try to go with the hits first. That okay, maybe you know this song, but you don't know the name, right? So I ease her in with that. And it's like, you know, I'll Be Around, and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, Working My Way Back, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I go to what might be second tier most recognizable, like It's a Shame or Cupid and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then when I realize that, okay, this is good, and we've already seen the concert that by this point and she likes it, then I'm hitting, like, you know, Tony My Loves. You know, You're Throwing a Good Love Away.
Think you're ready for it.
That kind of
easy
stuff.
Easy Come, Easy Go.
Yeah, all, you know, Ghetto Child, all those things. Yeah. It's like, but what it does, what I was hoping I was able to do was just, you know, educate my woman, my lady, on just how profound this group was and how and just how tasty these vocals are. You know what I mean?
Right.
The Spinners then and now are all magnificent singers. I'll say that she loved everyone's performance at Parks Casino, but she really has a thing for Ronnie Moss.
I knew you were going to say
she has a thing for Ronnie Moss.
Knew you were going to say that.
High note that he hit.
And you know what? She loved his high notes. And when he sang Ooh Baby Baby, yeah, during his introduction, but you know, Julian, Smokey Robinson song.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm more.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Come on, you know?
I don't know. I mean, you look younger than me, dude.
You miss a few episodes, man. I'm going to record the history, but put y'all game.
You better be listening between 3 and what?
3 and 5.
All right.
My personal philosophy.
I was trying to throw a shot. That's all.
Okay.
But yeah, so Ooh Baby Baby. And then also, He sang Funny How Time Slips Away in those last three notes that we know that he hit so wonderfully, originally recorded by John Edwards, and he's the one who, and Giovanni's the one who's singing it now.
And with the blessing of John Edwards.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know. I mean, when we interviewed John and Ronnie, they were in the same place together.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they were just, you know, palling it up, chumming it up.
Let me just mention that TV interview was on Comcast. It aired in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And if you want to see that interview, you can actually go to the R&B Showcase YouTube channel.
Right.
Up there on the YouTube channel, the interview we did with the same group, four guys I'm sitting here with today, three guys. We interviewed John Edwards and Ronnie Moss of the Spinners. And that's up there for you to see.
Right. Life. And I'll say this. I mean, it'd be fair to go down the line. Her assessment is like she loved Ronnie's voice. His high tenor vocals are great. Jesse Peck, one of the greatest showmen I have ever seen, and she has ever seen any of us have ever seen.
The guy,
the he is the spokesperson for the group now, and his stage presence and his choreography execution is amazing. Marvin, so heavily in the tradition of the Spinners vocals,
so smooth,
and CJ just, you know, a high energy, talented vocalist as well. The guys that are in the group right now are absolutely fantastic. So for those of you who really love the Spinners music, who haven't gotten a chance to see the group as they exist today, you will not be disappointed when you attend a Spinner show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to echo that. You know, they always put on. Julie, if you're not chance to see them, they put on.
Oh, it's
going to
happen.
Show.
Yeah, very soon. Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll let you know where we're going. We're going.
Oh, absolutely.
Whenever they come back,
has to be done. Yeah.
You know, come see the group. You know, come. And we encourage all people to come see these legends while they're still here.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
Perform their songs, you know, that they made famous. You know what I mean? So,
100%.
And these gentlemen are carrying on the tradition of the Spinners, and I'm so glad that John and Henry are here to see that induction and to be there in person for that.
My only wish is that, you know, it happened earlier so the rest of the folks
and
could
Bob
see it as well.
And Billy and
100%.
Kirk, right.
Yeah. The business is weird, but I'm glad it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Felipe Wynn, of course.
Yeah.
So that's the music business. That's the way it goes. But, you know, like I said, we congratulate the Spinners on their induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're listening to the R&B Showcase coming at you live from the heart and soul of Philadelphia on 106.5 FM, WPPMLP Philadelphia, 106.5 FM. And Kyle Mack, you got a track for us from the Spinners, right?
Yes. This is one of the tracks I mentioned, you know, expanding my girl's palette. This is Throwing a Good Love.